The Stewart Detention Facility in Lumpkin, Georgia, processes thousands of immigrants and refugees every year. More than 97% of these people are eventually deported back to their country of origin. That process can be heartbreaking for both the detainees and their families. But many of them have found comfort with the help of Amilcar Valencia. He's the director of El Refugio Ministries.
We have a small house. The house is just a mile from the detention center. So the families can come to our house either before or after the visit. We're open during the weekend. We offer meals. We offer some comfort, you know, some friendship to the families who, you know, are going to this rough moment of their life to have, you know, a loved one in detention.
Amilcar and his group of volunteers spend almost every weekend of the year at El Refugio. They stay busy even when the center has no guests.
We also visit the people who are in detention. So that's another service that we do. We bring groups to the facility to visit with detaining immigrants who might have or not have families in the United States. And for many of them, our visitors, our volunteers, are the only, you know, people that they have received visits from.
Amilcar says the people who stay at El Refugio are often distracted and grieving and in need of comfort.
These are people who are going through difficult moments of having a father, husband, son, or a friend detained. This woman, you know, her father was deported. Then her husband was detained, and then she came again to visit him, and he was deported too. And now, recently, her brother was also detained and was deported too. So she's, you know, she's been through so many rough times, you know, her father, her husband, and her brother being detained and deported.
El Refugio has helped many people enjoy the time they have with loved ones before they're sent out of the country. We reached out to one of those guests.
My name is Hannah Yusun Cho, and I am currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia, and I came from South Korea 21 years ago.
Hannah traveled to Lumpkin, Georgia last year to visit her boyfriend at the Stewart Detention Facility. They stopped by El Refugio and were welcomed with open arms.
They cleared out the dining room and they set up a bed so that we could sleep there. And they were very welcoming and extremely kind to us. We got to talk to the hosts a lot, and we just asked them, like, little stuff. Like, we normally our conversations would be, like, it would touch on the subject of why we were there and, you know, who we were visiting. But we got to connect with them, and it was really great. We got to know them as people.
For Hannah, having a welcoming place to stay made a world of difference.
It was a godsend because people go there on Saturday and they also visit on Sunday because they stay the night. And that way we're able to have 2 hours of visitation because technically visitation starts over on Sunday, which is the first day of the week to them. We've met people who came down from New York, from South Carolina, North Carolina, from someone flew in from California even.
Hannah's boyfriend eventually lost his legal battle. He was deported last August. And although the pain is still sharp, Hannah still remembers the kindness she received at El Refugio.
They fed us. They gave us all the utilities that we needed. And that it meant a lot to all of us, really, like, because we were all in the same spot. And it was, the people there were wonderful. They were just really wonderful.
Amilcar Valencia has been the director of El Refugio for 6 years. He says he hopes the center's work will eventually inspire change.
There is no hotels. There is just one park, and there is two restaurants, and that's it. So for us, the service is not just, you know, offer the place to stay, which is great, you know, for the community who come to visit their loved ones, but also an opportunity for Americans to see what detention center looks like and what immigrants are going through. And hopefully they get, you know, more engaged in these issues.
For more on El Refugio, visit gpbnews.org.